Welcome back, family. This is your boy ED. For all you smart, intelligent folks out there, that just simply means it. Hey, I got a great one for you today. It's a hot topic because everyone asked me, why project management? Like, you could have chose anything else. You could have been anything in the world, but you wanted to go into project management. Well, let me tell you why. You see, family, before I get into my 7-point framework, when I started trying to figure out what I want to do in life, trying to find that career path, trying to find something that will, the things that I did along the way, working in retail, working sales jobs, working, you know, working in a factory. Like, I was like, man, all these things were amazing. I learned a lot. But I need something that, because I learned something about myself, is the fact that I need something that's going to keep me engaged at the same time that it gives me some type of authority to not just be able to manage something, but to be able to lead something, because I just started studying leadership at that point and I was super excited about it. And when I found out project management, one of the key principles of project management is leadership. And then I started looking at the communication aspect of things. So it just really got me excited about this career that we call project management. But let me take you to the definition, and we'll start with that being point number one. The definition of project management is the art. You see, I'm in my Daniel's son. art and science of planning, as well as organizing and seeing of the execution of the project to ensure what is it? Defining constraints, time, budget, and resources. Let's move on to point number two. Regarding point number two, is the project life cycle. If you don't know what the project life cycle is, I'm gonna unpack it for you right now. Project life cycle consists of five areas. You have initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and then of course, either closing project or phase. Reason why I said both of those, because sometimes people forget about there are certain on projects you can have phased approaches versus like you're closing out the whole entire project. But each phase, though, as you're navigating through the project, will present its own unique challenges as and activities to the overall contribution of the project success. Point number three is around the role of the project manager. Who? I said the role of the project manager. See, the project manager plays a crucial role. If anyone is watching, and if y'all disagree, leave it in a comment if you don't think the project manager plays a crucial role. Now, and I'm saying that humbly because I remember when I was frustrated, family. You know, sometimes you, as a project manager, you get frustrated. And it's a frustration because of the expectation that you have. And so when you have expectation, you sometimes will get frustrated because you're like, why are you making this harder than it has to be? But what you have to understand, Mr. and Mrs. Project Manager, you got to know that you are the leader. You're the organizer. You're the communicator. You are the problem solver. And I was like, wow, well, then why am I getting mad and frustrated with them? Because they're supposed to do that. Like, I know a baby is supposed to take time before it can walk, but that doesn't mean that the baby is not going to start to walk because even though it fell down, right? Okay, I digress. Let's move on to point number four. Point number four is the key components. Now, what are the key components? That can include your scope. When you look at scope, that, let's unpack that real quick and I'll make it fast. Being able to define project boundaries and deliverables. Then you have time. This basically provides you with a schedule and timeline. And then cost, as you're seeing, we're almost just really just going through the triple constraints. And then the cost, being able to manage budget and expenses that come in, as well as the last, well, I have two more, quality and stakeholders. So quality, just ensuring that what we said was going, the product that we're producing here is going to meet the defined standards that was already outlined. And then stakeholders, making sure all, and I say that again, all relevant parties are at the party. Let's move on to point number five. Project management methodologies. Now, there are various methodologies out there in project management. You have waterfall. You have But then you have frameworks. So you have methodologies and frameworks, and sometimes we can get those confused. But frameworks is a Scrum framework, or Kanban is like a framework. But waterfall is more like a methodology. And these methodologies really, and frameworks really offer you an opportunity for planning, executing, and adapting the actual project requirements. Point number six. Communication. Yes, communication, and my favorite, communication and collaboration. I said that twice because you know I love communication. But communication and collaboration, I can't speak the volume, how important, how imperative it is that you are making sure that the team is collaborating together. You know, it's a challenge a lot of times as a project manager to create that sense of collaboration, because everyone wants to go work in their vacuum, which is fine. But if we all came together and worked together in that, and then you went back and started doing that, that's different. But I've seen through my decade of years of project management, people will definitely go and work in a vacuum. So you gotta call, you have to knock on the door. Johnny, come on outside and play with the rest of us. That's okay. Your mom said it was okay. Johnny, come on outside. So sometimes, family, you got to pull them out. You got to pull them out of their comfort zone, because a lot of times they were used to just doing that. The project manager allowed them to work in their vacuum as long as they were delivering on the thing, and or the widget or the thing, whatever you want to call it. However, that's not effective. That's not a true project. A true project is run with communication and collaboration besides everything else. But if we can't collaborate, we can't build. So I'll digress with that, family, but I hope I made the point. Having the ability to collaborate and being effective in your communication, meaning you're setting clear understandings, the alignment is tight, the coordination amongst project stakeholders, and then watch this, you're by doing all these things, you're able to create leading to a successful project. Point number seven of my 7-point framework is continuous improvement. You know, When you look at project management as a whole, and you step into this thing that I love, that I'm passionate about, besides personal development, what I've learned that I wish someone would have told me at the beginning of my journey of project management, and that this is a process. So when I first fell in love with project management, I was so excited about the outcome. I was so excited about putting those three little letters through my name, PMP, or of getting the CAPM, or getting, you know, my certification. And I was so excited about all these things. But what I found out is through the process, through the learning and the continuous improvement of myself by taking the courses, watching videos that you're watching right now, and really, truly investing in my craft and looking at the value and not looking at the cost of things. And I'm cost, you know, centric, meaning I'm paying attention to the cost. But what the point I'm meaning, cost doesn't always have to be financial. Okay, I'll leave that alone. But family, it's important when you look at growing as a project manager, the growth really starts and really transpires through you leading projects. Also at the same time, watching videos, finding mentorship, making sure that you can literally read books and listen to Audible books. Like, all of these things combined together helps you improve as a project manager. So I hope that story helps. This has been your boy ED. This has been another Conscious Agility Movement, and I'm out.